That was Gina Prano. Thank you so much. We are also treated to great food and accommodations. Please, let's give Nourish Restaurant a big hand. And while we're at it, Dan Tappan for setting everybody up tonight. And Ira Grohlman for the recording and the sound. And this is one tough piece of paper because there's more crossouts on it than, and I can't read it anymore, so this card is better because this card has the correct name. Let's have a big welcome for Dave Hornfisher, who is going to come, and I'm not sure what you're going to do, but we're
Hornfisher, and I have the pleasure of hosting a comedy open mic in Framingham once a month on the first Wednesday. And we have a lot of the folks who I've seen here tonight came and have done funny songs there. Terrence has been here. Tom Smith has been here. I saw Sam Bayer, and so and there's a bunch of others who I'm probably forgetting. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. And the folks, just standing here and listening to the night to this wonderful evening of folk music, it's a lot of the songs were funny. I love John's stuff over there. He's got some great stuff, but so much of it is so serious. So I thought I would add a little levity and a little humor by talking about something that's, it's probably close to some of your heart, the Red Sox. Oh, we got some real fans here. Because, see, the Red Sox are ahead right now about 10-1, and I'm worried. And those of you who get that joke are sort of the first part of my little bit here. And with apologies to Jeff Foxworthy, I've got a little list, top nine list of things that might say, that might be an indication that you're a Red Sox fan. Okay, now you might be a Red Sox fan if a 37-foot green wall is something to revere, and you have one in your yard. The names Bernie Carbo and Dave Roberts mean something to you. Maybe not any Red Sox fans here. All right, there's a guy. There's one of my guys. Your will states that your ashes will be spread at Fenway Park next to your grandfather's. You can recall what the Sox did on the day you were born, married, bought your first house, and ate your first hot dog. I could. You think $9 for a beer is a bargain if you're watching baseball. Your house is painted Fenway green, or at least one room, or you have an old park seat in your living room. You might be a Red Sox fan if you can think of Fenway Frank as a food group. You can tell someone how to get to Fenway Park from anywhere and park for free. I always thought it was odd that Fenway Park had no parking around it. And then finally, you might be a Red Sox fan if you play the numbers 1, 4, 6, 8, 9, 27, and 42 in the lottery, and you know why you did, right? Some of you may remember those. Okay, well, I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder about this crowd. So this is the other half of the bit here. You are not a Red Sox fan if you think the B on your pink cap stands for Bieber. If you think a Yaz is a zoo animal. You think Williams Tunnel takes you under the Williams River. You think Fenway Frank is the guy who rents rooms to BU students. You play the numbers 1, 4, 6, 8, 9, 2, 7, 42 in the lottery because they're family birthdays. You don't. Does anybody know what they are? They're the numbers on the right field roof. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got some shirts out there. Okay. When you hear someone say Yankees suck, you think Civil War fanatics from the South. You think Big Poppy is your tall grandfather. You think Bosox is a product to remove wrinkles. And if you do, you're welcome to join the Bosox Club, which is a great place for Red Sox fans. And finally, you are not a Red Sox fan If you think a Bucky Dent is what your brother-in-law got on your pickup truck the last time he went hunting. Okay, all right. So that's how you might know if you're a Red Sox fan or if you're not. And so let me just close with apologies to all of the great singers who've been here tonight. When you go to Fenway Park in the seventh inning, they have a tradition. The Red Sox roar in off the field. Carl Bean gets on the PA announcement on the system and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to please rise and join our organist." You used to be John Kiley. I don't know the organist anymore. And please sing along with "Take Me Out to the Bald Game." They took out all of my hair. Don't buy me transplants or even Rogaine. I don't care if I have a great mane, for it's rub, rub, rub on my chrome dome. If it don't shine, it's a shame, for there's one, two, three hairs now left on my old bald brain. So, okay, Red Sox fans, that's your bit. And if any of you really want to, first Wednesday of every month is the amazing Open Comedy Mic Show. May 2nd is the next show. We're having a ventriloquist. We do all kinds. We do PG-13 stand-up. We have folk singers, storytellers, ventriloquists, magicians, clowns, whatever, even big old guys like me. So thanks a lot.
As a pediatrician, I like the one of Fenway Frank as a food group.